This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Cast of thousands, Otto's back there with the refrigerator full of Stellas. We got Robert, he's good to go. Chester Fuller.
Where's Fuller?
Fuller was over there.
He's actually underneath my leg.
Oh, is he? He was laying out, stretched out over here a minute ago.
And big boy's ready to rock.
Green room chair being occupied by the
Chester
leader of the band.
Yes,
here.
Sir. Got a good spot.
12-pound, 13-pound cockapoo, or whatever he is.
That'd be a 23-pound.
23-pound cockapoo who's just manning this chair as if, don't even talk to me, it's Friday.
Well, he's keeping it warm in case somebody shows up unexpected, wants to hang out in the green room. And so Chester's just keeping the seat warm for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back from his cavity filling, Mark Packer. So, we had a lot of people stressed and strained.
Stressed.
A lot of people were worried we were making fun of your anxiety.
And I do have one. I was drenched when I left the dentist chair yesterday. I was absolutely drenched.
Come on.
And you know what's funny? My dentist is great.
Because they know you don't like going.
They know I'm petrified. All right. And so to just have a clean.
And what do they do? Do they make, look at this. Look at the live
that
picture.
That was for, you know who that was really for? That was for Krista, who is our social media director.
Look at that. That's frightening right there.
The left side of my face is so numb. It looks like I'm inheriting a chipmunk in my jaw.
I've got the Frankenstein plugs in your – oh, that's your
those
ear
are my,
plugs.
Okay. No, those are my wireless Beats.
Okay, like the kids.
That's what I got.
Got the wireless Beats.
That's
LeBron hook
got.
You up on the wireless Beats.
And my dentist, Dr. Stephen James, who's great. All right, and again, despite my anxiety with the dentist, he's great. Their assistants are great, but boy, they love needling me. No
look
pun
at this,
intended.
Look at Mark went face to face with the dentist drill and lived to talk
I
about it.
I faced my demise, and I'm still standing. So I'm going to try to put these Beats in. I was shaking like a leaf. I said, can I put these in? They're like, yeah, just take your time. And I was so nervous, Wes, I couldn't find the button to turn them on.
How long has this existed in your life?
I have
like
always
as a child, Barb used to take you to the...
Oh, I always had it. Doctors and dentists. And I've got a doctor problem coming up in about 3 weeks. It's going to be another problem. But nevertheless, so I'm trying to get the Beats, and they were like, Mark, it's going to be all right. And so I finally found how to turn the thing on. I was so nervous. I put it on, and the doc goes to me like this. Pack. He goes, what are you going to listen to? And I said, I'm going to listen to AC/DC. And he goes, what song? I said, Highway to Hell. And he started laughing. And so he said, well, turn it up, because he says in 3 minutes we're going to start. And I mean, I cranked that sucker.
How'd that go for you? Did it help?
The assistant, who's a Florida State fan, and she's great. She's always said, one of these days you're going to come into my chair, because that's where they do the business. I'm over there normally in the cleaning. She goes, one of these
when
days.
You go?
Yeah. Every time I walk in and get clean, she goes, one of these days you're going to come into my booth. So today I had to go into her booth. So when she welcomed me in, she did like this. Back. I was like, oh, my God. This is going to be a nightmare.
One question.
Yes, sir.
Before the exam that determined you had a cavity, when was the previous time you had been to the dentist?
I go twice a year.
Oh, you do? You go on schedule like most Americans?
I do, but I went like 10 years without going ever.
Oh, that's a good thing.
And then my wife shamed me into it. And I said, listen, I have great teeth. And so after 10 years of not going, I went to Dr. James, and they did the whole thing. They said, man, your teeth look great.
And so
I told you. And I strutted around this house, not this house, the other house.
Like you were somebody's business.
I told you. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
My wife, of course, has had all kinds of dental issues, and I'm sitting here.
And how's she feel about you and your cavity?
Oh, she had no – she was hoping you'd find something else, I think. I'm convinced of it. So, nevertheless, I told the assistant, I said, listen, I am, as you well know, scared to death. I said, as soon as I put my ears in and crank up AC/DC, I said, I'm going to shut my eyes. I don't even want to see what's coming my way. She goes, we'll take good care of you. I said, so
– I really like it when they – numb the cheek.
Oh, then I mean, it was. I looked like one of the chipmunks walking around yesterday.
Yeah, that picture was scary.
So she says, Mark, here's what I'm going to do. I will just tap you on your head, mm-hmm. and that means to open your mouth. I said, deal. Dun, 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 dun. And it was gone. 15 minutes later, gone. 15 minutes, all it took.
So you stressed for about 9 hours.
No, I stressed for 2 weeks because I thought I was done. I didn't, you know, for 2 weeks I was, I mean, I was so tense because I am just petrified of doctors and dentists. So I got through it.
I don't know how everybody else on the staff feels about this, but I'm going to say that's a lot of worrying that you didn't need to do.
Well, that's what Amy, my wife, says. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Everybody's got their issues. Everybody's got their problems. That's for me. The ocean, the doctor, the dentist. Those are the three. And horses. Horses with big heads. But I'll still go to the Derby, though. I'll tell you what. I will say this. What's here's that? The last thing I'll tell you, and then we'll get to real business. We've wasted enough of America's time.
There are a lot of people that were worried about this.
Well, they should have been, because I was worried. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told you, I walked out. I had that sweatshirt on anyhow, but I was drenched when I walked out. Nobody knew it, but I was just soaked. So, your face is completely numb to done. I mean, you could have thrown a baseball.
Yeah. Well, you called me later in the afternoon. You sounded a little slurry.
I was.
How'd the thing go?
I kept talking into my tongue.
Yeah.
And so I said to the assistant, listen, how long is this going to stay numb? She goes, oh, a couple of hours, you'll be good to go. I said, all right. I said, because I got a radio show at 4.
I got to work.
You'll be good. No problem. Well, at 4 o'clock, Wes, I mean, Wilder and Fury could have hit me right here, and I would, whatever, give me what else you got. And so I had to apologize to the radio audience at 4 o'clock.
What?
I
said, did you really?
I did. I said, listen, I just want to let you know, if I slur more words than I normally do, it's not that I've been drinking, but I said my entire left side of my face is numb. And so I've been chewing on my tongue for the last 25 minutes. So we got through it.
So when are you going back?
I am scheduled to go back August 26th.
Right there before football starts.
We'll be good. Yeah, just a cleaning.
Yeah, you good. Bet.
After that experience, I'm good to go. Piece of cake. But I will tell you one thing. The radio show ended last night at 6 o'clock because we ended an hour early on Thursdays for Coach K Basketball and Beyond. Mm-hmm. West Durham at 6:06-ish. One ice cube.
Nice.
And it was delicious.
Nice. Good for you. Well done.
So there it is. Now you're up to speed. I'm good to go.
Don't send any more pictures, by the way. That was...
You know what? That's why I'm not a social media selfie guy like you.
I'm not a social media selfie.
Yeah, you are. You are the king of selfies.
Hardly.
Oh,
they're
what do you think our ratio? What would you say our ratio is of selfies?
For every one of I have
for
you?
For every one I take, how many do you think you take?
Oh, 10, 12. It doesn't get to you. You don't think about it.
I don't care about it.
Yeah, well, we need to connect to folks who want to follow the show.
Well, that's fine.
Ask Drew and Josh. They'll tell you.
It's fine.
Okay.
You can handle it.
That's what I thought. Big night in women's basketball. Congratulations to Jeff Walls in Louisville.
Number one.
They clinched the top seed, the regular season champions in the ACC. They do it with a 20-point victory over Boston College. Kylie Shook, friend of the show, double-double, and helping lead the Cards to a 68-48 win. There's Kylie going to work.
And BC had been playing really good basketball coming into this thing. But Louisville, you know what? They proved it down the stretch that they're the best team and the team to beat.
Yep.
And when they went into Raleigh a couple weeks ago, Wes, in a game they had to win, and they did, they made their statement that guess what? Championship's going to go through Louisville, Kentucky. And, of course, the ACC tournament starts next week in Greensboro. We look forward to being there a week from today.
Yep.
We'll be doing the show from the arena. But Louisville's the number one seed, and NC State locked up the number two seed last night by taking care of business and winning their game against Syracuse. But really, it sets the scene for the ladies on who's going to be the three and the four seed. And you have a three-way tie with Florida State, Virginia Tech, and Duke going into the last regular season game this weekend. That is going to be fun. That's what it's all about. Three teams, two spots.
Yeah, and Virginia Tech beat Duke last night, I think.
By 14.
Yeah. Kenny Brooks' team got a nice win at Castle Coliseum. You mentioned NC State, senior night at Reynolds Coliseum for Wes Moore's team. Ace Koenig, the most notable of the seniors really last night, but interesting evening for Grace Hunter, who played a season high 31 minutes and scored 10 points.
So here's the deal. Like I said, Louisville's the one seed. NC State's the two seed. Mm-hmm. You got Florida State, Virginia Tech, and Duke at 11-6 in conference play. This weekend, Sunday, Virginia Tech is at Louisville. Play hard.
Play real hard.
Kenny Brooks' team's been good. Mm-hmm. Louisville's the team to beat. Duke is at North Carolina.
Right.
Always an emotional game. I don't care what the sport is. Anytime somebody can ruin somebody else's party, they love to do it.
Yep.
So North Carolina with a golden opportunity. Duke's got to do it on the road. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame and Florida State. Notre Dame fresh off of beating the Tar Heels. And so, again, those three teams,
yep,
Virginia Tech, Duke, Florida State, are playing for two spots. And then why is that important? Because you get the double bye. That's the deal.
Let's check the scoreboard and show you the rest of last night as well in the ACC. Not only did Louisville and NC State win, Florida State, been a tough year for Amanda Butler and Clemson.
Yeah, road straight, 10 straight losses.
Yeah, 81-54 the final there last night. Kai Gillespie, another big night. Notre Dame beats Carolina by 18 last night.
Top of that.
Nice win for Muffet McGraw's team. Virginia, a winner at Pitt last night. We told you about Duke falling at Virginia Tech. Of note, in the Miami-Wake Forest game, Beatrice Monpremier, the ACC preseason player of the year, who's come back after a tough foot injury, had 23 last night as the Canes went on the road by 16 in Winston-Salem. It has been a interesting year for Katie Meyer, an interesting year for Amanda Butler. Really, Jeff Walls and Wes Moore have both had moments, but they have been able to stay above the fray for the most part, and that's why they're the top two seeds going to Greensboro.
It's also been interesting down the stretch with the last weekend of the regular season coming up for the ladies to see all the movement in terms of the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia Tech's played terrific down the stretch, right? BC's been red hot. Duke's been red hot. Virginia Tech's playing extremely well, and we know, obviously, about Florida State, Louisville, and NC State being consistently good,
right,
doing their thing. So you'll be curious to see how it plays out next week in Greensboro and then what happens in terms of the national seeds and who gets in and who's left at the altar, per se. But it is a very, very interesting weekend with those three teams battling for two spots to get those byes. And Brian Ives told us yesterday, and it needs to be noted again, why is it important to be the number one seed?
Yeah, no kidding.
Because 24 times the number one seed has won the ACC tournament for the ladies. In fact, the last 7 years, the number one seed has gone home with the hardware. So if that trend continues, that's good news for Louisville. We'll see.
By the way, you mentioned those three games on Sunday. All three of those games are on either ACC Network or ESPN2. That's where Duke Carolina is going to be. Virginia Tech, Louisville, Notre Dame, Florida State are on ACC Network starting at noon.
So despite Louisville and NC State securing the top two spots, there's still a ton of drama and important games coming up on Sunday. So stay tuned.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Welcome back.
All right, we got games, man. We got ourselves some business this weekend, Mr. Durham.
Yep, we do.
This thing in Charlottesville is going to be real.
Yeah, Dave Kane will be with us later. The voice of the Wahoos will join us about 8:30 to get the full preview. I think this whole Tony Bennett against Duke thing's been interesting to see the last 48 hours.
Well, here's the thing, too. Tony Bennett and Virginia have been so consistently good, right? I mean, the last 7 years, they have really been the standard, really, in this league. And I know we've had multiple teams win multiple national championships, three of the last five, three different teams. But Virginia's consistency in the league is untouched.
I mean, except Duke.
Except when they play Duke in the regular season. In fact, Tony Bennett is 3-11 all time against Duke. 3-11. And you just sometimes wonder, you know, it's all about matchups, right? That's what this is all about.
Right.
And, you know, we talk about Roy Williams and how he owns NC State going 32-4. Well, you know what? Duke seems to have Tony Bennett's number. And I'm not telling you how this game is going to play out tomorrow, but there is a lot at stake given what happened to Duke earlier this week, losing to Wake Forest in double overtime. And Virginia is playing their best basketball of the season. So, hey, it's go time tomorrow night in Charlottesville.
I think the demons could get exercised tomorrow night. Remember now, Louisville exercised the demon of Virginia earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Cavaliers have shown a tremendous amount of resilience in kind of the way they've improved as the year's gone on, but especially late game.
Championship DNA.
Yeah, Jordan Cornette used that yesterday.
That's what Virginia has. And you know what? If it's a tight game, no problem. They are used to it.
Right.
And they love that. As a matter of fact, they seem to feast off it. By the way, three of the last five games between Virginia and Duke have been determined by 2 points or less. And Virginia has been dominant at home. Last 7 years, they got the best record, ACC home record. Duke's one behind them. But ironically, Duke has now beaten Virginia three straight years in Charlottesville. Sometimes you just can't do the math, Wes.
No. No. And last year, everybody remembers the block Zion had on DeAndre Hunter. you know, you got to go kind of back to the Sean Singletary, J.R. Reynolds era to find, I think, the Duke, the Virginia win, don't you?
Well, how about this number up on the screen real quick? 74%
That's bananas.
Now, no disrespect to whatever
BPI and the folks at the BPI office.
Something tells me that if Duke and Virginia are going to play, mm-hmm. it's going to be a fist fight.
Yeah.
Now, Duke may win the game. Again, I don't know who wins any of these games. But Virginia, you know, and here's the other thing. We keep talking about the seedings with the ladies. We know that Louisville's won, State's two, and you have the fist fight at 3 and 4. Hey, man, if Virginia wins this game, guess who goes to the 4 spot? That would be Duke. Just saying. I know we got another week to go, but still.
I was looking at that last night on my new handy-dandy car.
That's sharp, yeah, man. You spent some quality time with that. Well, I wonder why you couldn't join me for dinner.
Got to keep it organized, man. Got to have some organization to you.
Man, I invited you to dinner last night. I'm busy.
I was worried about you coming back from the dentist. I didn't know I wanted to be at the table with all that.
How many colors is he working with tonight if he can't join us for dinner?
About 14. Anyway, I think you – well, there's some schools have same color. the idea of kind of how this fits, you're right. The biggest implication tomorrow night could be Duke is fourth. And what have you been saying for like 3 weeks that you don't want to be in that 2-3 game? Well, I'm not sure you want to be in the 1-4 either.
Yeah, if you're Duke, I mean, if it falls that way.
I'm not sure you want to be in the 1-4 game.
Well, Florida State. And here's the other thing. We're sitting here talking about Duke and Virginia and ACC rankings and all that stuff. Florida State tomorrow goes to a place where Duke – and Louisville did not win. Clemson has been really, really good against the elite at home. I mean, really good.
Well, that's the thing. Clemson's got, you know, here's Clemson, a game below 500 in the ACC after the loss in Atlanta the other night. And yet you look at their wins at home and you're like going, excuse me? Excuse me. I mean, because not only have they beaten Duke, they've beaten Louisville.
NC State.
Syracuse.
Right.
I mean,
the best teams in this league have been ugly in Little John.
Yeah. I mean, you want to know who's won at Clemson? Virginia Tech.
Miami.
Notre Dame. I mean, it makes sense. That's where we are. So, you know, tomorrow we'll find out. I think that game at 2 o'clock tomorrow will be sensational.
I do too. Crowd's going to be into it.
I think it'll be sensational.
And we mentioned yesterday briefly about the top of the ACC. You and I can come back in the basement, God willing, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we may take a snapshot doing accounting at the very top four and go, what happened?
What are we doing?
Well, I mean, we just assumed that, all right, Florida State's got the comfortable one-game lead and,
yep.
or in a half a game. But, you know, they own Louisville because they swept them. So they're really, really comfortable at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't take but one stumble at Clemson and Virginia to beat Duke. And now you do some quick math. Florida State would be 14-4. Louisville, of course, you assume they win, they're 15-4.
Right.
Duke would be 13-5. Virginia 13-5. I mean, it really gets tight with a week to go.
Okay. It could, look, real quick here, this little fans guide piece for the weekend. Okay. We've already told you what could happen among the top four. You can take a blanket from Syracuse to Clemson. Okay. That's one. That covers spots 5 through 7 in the standings. Then you could take another blanket from 11 to 13. There's enough left to determine BC to Carolina and Syracuse to Clemson. There are a couple of different processes where NC State to Miami could come into play, Pac. Just a couple, though. Not as many as the other two sections.
We could take a snapshot of the standings right there, and 2 weeks from now, when we get ready for the ACC tournament, it could be complete. I'm not sure there could be a team in the same spot.
Possible.
Think about that a second.
It's possible. I mean, but the real line, and this is what happens when you get down to three games, the real line is Notre Dame to Clemson and then BC to Carolina with kind of the Georgia Tech 8 and 9 down to the Virginia Tech 6 and 11 group type deal.
We can analyze that all day long.
Oh, by the way, Monday, I've got tiebreakers all written out too for you at some point.
It's too early for – I don't like tiebreakers. I don't like tiebreaker
talk. You're going to want some of these.
Not till next week.
I know, but by Tuesday after we get Friday. Through the Monday night game?
Friday.
No, you may need them going into before that.
I don't want that. You can keep it. You do the selfies and you do the tiebreakers. Is that a deal? I'll make the coffee.
You want me really in charge of the tiebreakers and the math on the tiebreakers?
Here's our deal.
Why do you get to three teams? You got to figure out the record against the other two.
Hear me out. I will make sure you and Robert have coffee ready at 5 a.m. And Otto is back there in the Christmas decoration room with a full stack of Stellas in the fridge. You are in charge of tiebreakers for the ACC tournament and selfies. Is that a deal? And
sure.
I'll make dinner reservations when you decide to come join us. We good? Is that a deal?
Sure.
Excellent.
Works out nice. That. Yeah.
That's a win-win proposition.
Yeah. It'd be solid.
I got no idea how this is going to play out. And these games tomorrow are beyond critical. For Florida State, you're sitting there with the bullseye now, right? I mean, there's no doubt Florida State controls their first place destiny.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
So you know you got to go to Clemson. You know you got to go to Notre Dame. I think those are two dangerous road trips.
Right.
Doesn't mean they can't win them both. They'll be favored to win both. But they're the kind of games that if you're not quite dialed in and the other guy is, it could be a long afternoon or evening.
Sure.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked about this yesterday, and I think fans understand this who followed the league. Virginia is going to have a big say in the front of this calendar, in the front of the standings.
No question.
Okay, not only tomorrow, but then don't forget next weekend they play Louisville.
At home.
Okay. The team that's going to have the biggest say kind of in the middle, I mean, Georgia Tech, Miami and Clemson again, maybe.
You can't figure out the glove.
Well,
man.
The middle.
The glove.
That's why this eight. Now, I will say this. The bottom three is really going to be determined on Carolina, Wake Forest, and what Wake Forest does against NC State. Carolina does against Duke potentially Syracuse tomorrow. By the way, I got a word on that whole deal, too, by the way. Go ahead.
What deal would that be?
Well, Maryland's lacrosse team apparently doesn't want to go to Central New York because of impending weather.
Wait a minute. If you're afraid of Syracuse, just say it.
So Maryland's lacrosse team doesn't want to go to play it. So they've already said they'd like that Syracuse come play them. Meanwhile, Carolina's going up there in the snow, but Maryland wasn't sure they could make the trip.
Oh, come on.
I'm totally serious. Happened last night.
By the way, it's a big lacrosse weekend. We'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
It's a huge lacrosse weekend.
I'll tell you what we're going to do when we come back, though. This is a fun topic. 844-SAY-ACCN. If you could re-rack one regular season game right now in the ACC.
I got one.
Any of them. You get to take one that's been played, not one to come. So, in other words, you can't roll out Virginia Duke because they haven't played yet. But you could roll back or run it back, as they say at Notre Dame this year. If you could run it back on one regular season ACC game right now, which one would it be?
I got it.
All right. We'll take your calls at 844-SAY-ACCN. Maybe your team won. Maybe your team lost. We'll do that when we come back. You know what tonight is, of course, Friday night. And you know what that means.
Yeah, I'm disappointed because we don't have wrestling.
This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Got the whole crew here today.
We do.
Chrissy, Drew, Josh.
We have Dave the Lensman.
Dave the Lensman, a big fan of Friday Night Duels.
Everybody is. I'm kind of bummed out we don't have it tonight. But nevertheless, Ezzy rocking it in the radio room.
Yeah, she's already proven her worth to you.
Love Ezzy.
Yeah.
A little AC/DC to get me going.
Back row strong again today.
Hank, John.
Lewis.
Solid.
Lewis started out on a 10-day contract, and he got picked
Lewis
up for
is
the
go-to.
Season.
Yeah. Hank's good, too. John, listen, our crew, we goof around on front of the camera, but our crew is really great.
And I'm not
kissing up to them, but they are really,
really good.
The talent in Bristol is outstanding.
Yeah.
Talent in the basement.
Including Moises.
Senor.
Senor's twin, Josh.
That, by the way, I have to say, our Josh Macri lookalike on ESPN Deportes, I've noticed he comes on about 6 o'clock every night.
Does he really?
So
with a cocktail?
No. Oh. No, he could be in any extravagant locale.
Spain, usually?
Well, sometimes Mexico City, been in Madrid. I mean, you don't know where he's going to pop up.
I got to watch this show somehow.
Well, come over to the basement because it's 6 o'clock when I said adios to everybody on SiriusXM 84.
Ciao.
Of course, the screens are on.
Yeah.
And I looked up thinking, I wonder if he comes on every night at 6.
And?
Bingo. There's my man Macri number 2 sitting right there taking care of business. All right, you pose a good question.
If you want to see a game re-racked in the ACC, which one is it?
I may give you a surprising answer.
I think we're going to get a chance to see Duke and Florida State again, and that's the one I want to see.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, given their location in the standings and the fact that the first time they played was a grinder.
And it was 48 hours after they had already played a grinder. Now, this one could come in the tournament on a Friday night.
Who knows?
Who knows, based on the way things are going now. That's the one I'd want to see. I want to see Duke and Florida State again. We saw Florida State Louisville twice. We're going to see Virginia Duke. I want to go back to something that happened in the course of the year.
All right, you're going to pick a game that we could see maybe on a Friday night in Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a game that you're going to see before you get to Friday night.
Okay.
I've had so much fun with the Glob. I'm going to give you a Glob game. I'm going to give you a game that they've played each other twice this year. And if you've watched or listened to us on any consistent basis, you heard me brag about the first game.
Yes.
And the second game was equally entertaining.
Right.
I don't know if they'll see each other in Greensboro, but if they did, you can give me round three of Syracuse and Notre Dame. Oof. And I know that sounds like a crazy answer. And if you didn't see either one of these games in the regular season, go back and check them out. You want offense? We got it. You want dudes making threes left and right? We got it.
Yeah.
You got up and down, first to 85 wins? We got it. These two have put on a clinic
when they've seen
each other. And when both of them are really, really good, they're really good, and they've been really good against each other. So you can give me, hey, Duke, Florida State, I get it. But give me part three, if we could get it, of Syracuse
we got a chance.
And Notre Dame.
We got a chance.
A Glob special.
We got a chance.
I know there's a shot. There's a chance, like I said. Things have to fall just right, but that could happen in Greensboro.
Hmm.
There's a lot to choose from here.
No doubt. 844-SAY-ACCN. Greg in North Carolina. What say you this morning?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great. Appreciate the call.
My heart tells me NC State and UNC, but my mind tells me I'd like to re-rack the Georgia Tech NC State games because. The very first game of the ACC season, we still couldn't defend Alvarado dishing it to Banks with 1 second left. We botched that play every time. And then Alvarado went off on us down in Georgia Tech. So I'd like to get a little revenge on Georgia Tech. I'd like to see that one more time and hope that NC State would come out on top. I don't know. I can't see the bracket, so I don't know if that's a possibility of a game or not in the ACC tournament. But I would love to see that. It kind of put a damper on the start of the ACC season for NC State because we started off with a loss, and that put a negative connotation on ACC games going into the future.
Greg, before you hang up, as an NC State guy, do you want to see North Carolina for a third time? I mean, I'm being dead serious with you.
I'd like to see them again. That to knock them out of the ACC tournament, and they go home with no ice cream, and we get ice cream. I'll take that.
All right, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Greg. 844-SAY-ACCN. I like his logic, though, on Georgia Tech versus Carolina. He wants to see Carolina.
He doesn't want to see North Carolina.
He wants Georgia Tech because of the way they've lost.
I think, you know.
And he's right. They haven't defended the Alvarado dribble drive yet.
Here is where I'm going on this. I'll be an outside mediator here.
You scream outside mediator.
No, I'm going to play the role of a mediator here. This is an arbitration case. You either have to go 0-3 to Georgia Tech or 0-3 to North Carolina.
Oh, they'd rather go 0-3 to Georgia Tech.
Exactly. So that's why Greg wants to see Georgia Tech. I mean, it's like, hey, we got swept by these dudes in the blue. These guys down here in the gold, we lost to these guys. I could live, not happy, but I could live being 0-3 with Georgia Tech. I can't be 0-3 to a team that could finish 15th in the league, for argument's sake. That would be a killer. You know what? As bad as the year has been for North Carolina, based on expectations and where they are today.
Sure.
If you told a North Carolina fan, hey, listen, I know next year it's going to be all right. Roy's going to be loaded with talent. They got three McDonald's All-Americans coming.
Plus guys coming by.
Carolina's going to be Carolina again. Don't worry about it. It's going to be good. But if you could put dirt on this season, which I know you wanted to from day one, the way this thing's going, but you could end up 3-0 against NC State, a North Carolina fan would go, hey, you know what? I don't need to hear any lip from anybody about our year. You know what? You can come to Dean Smith Center and look up and see all the banners we got. We've been pretty good in this round ball thing. Mm-hmm. But even in our worst year in a long, long time, if we ended up 3-0 against NC State, we're just going to leave it at that. You guys can go ahead and talk about whatever you want. Am I right or not?
All right.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think this question applies to every school on this standing. I think Carolina, they're going to get a second crack at Duke at Cameron on Saturday or a week from Saturday. I wonder who Virginia Tech would like to play again. BC?
I'll ask Hokie Nation. They respond to the things you say.
Who would Clemson want to play? Virginia Tech again? I mean...
Well, the way they've been at home, they'd probably like to play anybody great at home.
Yeah. By the way, they re-rack Virginia Tech next week. Who would Notre Dame want to play?
Clemson would probably like to play Miami at home again.
Yeah.
Or being healthy against Notre Dame at home.
Who's Duke want
you
to play?
You did that game.
Yeah. Who's Duke want to play? Louisville?
Yeah. Louisville at home.
Who's Florida State want to play?
Florida State
want to play Virginia?
Well, you know, they got revenge on Pittsburgh. Remember, they lost the first game. You know, Greg called in complaining about NC State losing to Georgia Tech. Remember, Florida State lost the first game at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got revenge against the Panthers later on in Tallahassee.
Right.
Florida State's not going to get revenge on anybody at their joint. They're still undefeated at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to pick one on the road.
Right.
You know, the Duke game, maybe. Probably Duke. Because they've swept Louisville.
And I think everybody's got one.
Florida State, Virginia?
Yeah, Florida State, definitely. Virginia, Florida State, yes. Yes. I think that...
You know what the Hokies might want... You know who the Hokies might want to re-rack? Virginia.
They might want to re-rack Georgia Tech because they didn't play very well. That's the only game.
I don't know. And you can ask Hokie Nation that question.
Yeah. 844-SAY-ACC, and we'll get into more of this as we move along through the morning. Notepad, top of the hour. Dave Kane at 8:30. Kyle Peterson talking ACC baseball and the college game as a whole.
There is, by the way, speaking of baseball, mm-hmm. there are some major matchups this weekend with ACC. Now, we had Danny Hall on the show yesterday.
Yeah, Georgia Tech, three games.
Georgia's got Georgia. Clemson has South Carolina. Mm-hmm. They love their college baseball in the Palmetto State. And Florida State this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, takes on Texas Tech. And for folks that don't follow college baseball, the Red Raiders are loaded.
Yeah.
That is a big-time series. So check those out. Those are three major, major showdowns.
Packer and Durham.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
I'm ready for the weekend, aren't you?
Doing all right?
Yeah. I'm just ready.
All right. What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, as cold as it is.
Sit in a chair and watch basketball?
I'm going to do some. I'm going to mow the yard.
That'd be big.
Mowing the yard tomorrow.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
Sure.
And doing a little blowing tomorrow. After you mow, you blow.
Yeah.
And this is going to be fire for Mrs. P because it's going to be nice and crisp this weekend.
All right.
In Charlotte.
Sure.
And I'm watching a lot of hoops.
A little cold this morning in Charlotte.
A little brisk this morning.
Yeah, a little brisk. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. We got really good games. And there's some big time. You mentioned baseball.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great baseball series this weekend, too, with the ACC.
Ooh.
Big time. All right, but we're now talking about the Noles. And where would you put this year's team if you had to rank them in Florida State history? Because they're off to a roaring start.
They are 24-4. And, yes, they've been to Elite Eights and Sweet 16s and very quietly gone about establishing one of the more consistent programs the last 3 to 5 years in ACC basketball, right?
The always underrated Florida State basketball program.
Right.
And I'm talking nationally now, not amongst ACC folks. Nationally. No question.
All right. Now, we're talking about 3 years in particular here, okay? We're going to start with this year, which is, I just told you, 24-4. We're going to go back to 2011-2012. And then we're going to go to 1971-72. Hey, that's my team.
Now, you need to explain for folks that were born after, oh, I don't know, 1985, who you're impersonating.
That's Hugh Durham, who is the basketball coach at Florida State.
That was your cousin, right?
At the time, and no relation, but there's a great story. That team beat Dean Smith and North Carolina in the Final Four at the Sports Arena in Los Angeles in the semifinals, and then lost to Bill Walton and UCLA in the championship game, okay? Coached by John Wooden, of course. Now, if you want to talk about how this team was built, the 11-12 team is the team that won the ACC, right?
Won the tournament.
Yep, won the tournament.
Florida State's never won the regular season. They are the leaders right now in the clubhouse.
That's
this
it.
Year.
2012, Michael Snare, who was the tournament MVP. Bernard James, who was really a fascinating story, was in the military and then came back and went to college. Akaro White, who was a really, really steady player. And then a young man from Charlotte named Ian Miller, who I think was one of the more defensive-minded players on the perimeter in the league that year. Yeah, Luke Laux was your shooter, catch-and-shoot guy for him.
Yeah, that team had good balance. That was a fun team to watch.
It was.
Yeah.
So 1972, they had a great player named Ron King, another one named Reggie Royals. They had a guy named Otto Petty off the bench who was great. So you can kind of understand Florida State's has had the great teams in the past. Now, this 72 team, oh, get me the video pack.
Love it.
I think this might be at Dayton.
In the old tartan surface. Remember
yeah.
those are great.
I think that might be at the UD Arena in Dayton.
And how weird is it to watch highlights without a three-point line?
That's it. Look at that group right there now. That is, by the way, I think that is
and by the way, the unis,
Lawrence McCray scoring at the rack. There I am right there in my blazer.
And I like the unis, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Old school unis are nice.
By the way, memo to I know Coach Ham dials us up every once in a while. I'd like to see those throwbacks at some point.
Like
next year will be the 50th anniversary.
Just saying.
Closing in on it. So when you start thinking about Florida State, and again, nationally, this is going way under the radar, how good they've been. But we might be looking at the best team they've had, Pac.
When you get into arguments like this, whether it be Florida State or anybody else or another sport, whatever the case may be, it's hard to come up with the answer until you see the conclusion of what's currently going on. Because, you know what, if 5-6 weeks from now, Florida State's the national champion, we're not having this debate. They're the best.
Mm-hmm.
They have the chance, though, to get there.
Yeah.
This team is legit. There's no doubt. They got great depth, as we've talked about, almost ad nauseum since the season started. But they are in the conversation with these other two teams. But are they the best ever? Well, you know what? They got 6 weeks to prove it.
We're getting ready to find out. Kevin in Massachusetts with Packer and Durham. Kevin.
Morning, guys. Hey,
how
I got
you?
A little quick. Good. I got a little quickie on that 72 game. I grew up in Southern Pines, went to Carolina. I was my freshman year at Carolina. I was in Ehringhouse dorm. They stuck a lot of football players at the time in Ehringhouse.
Yes.
Tony Blanchard, Doc Blanchard's son, was in a suite next to me. But anyway, so I had a freebie in Florida and a freebie in that I had relatives, and I went down there for spring break. And I'm watching this game in Florida, and I'm telling you, the FSU guards were abusing the Carolina guards in that game, the 72 semifinals, and they were just way quicker than the Carolina guards. And they were up big. And then Bob McAdoo goes off in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's throwing in stuff from 25, 30 feet. I mean, it was unreal. The dude went off. And I think the final was 79-75 FSU. But I'm kicking stuff, dude. I'm losing my mind at my relative's house. And they're saying, calm down. I said, no. I'm doing the old Boston Celtic thing. I'm moving in this seat to that seat and crossing my legs and wouldn't use the bathroom in Carolina. Bob Matthews going off on that thing. I did the whole Boston Celtic, the pride thing. You know what I mean? But I remember that game fully, guys. And it hurt. It really hurt. But that was a great FSU team. It was a great Carolina team. They just couldn't do anything in the first half.
Carolina starting guards that day. Yeah, Carolina starting guards that day were George Karl and Steve Previs with Bobby Jones, Dennis Wysick, and Robert McAdoo.
Pretty good. Whew. Basketball was different then.
Yeah. Here's the FSU lineup, by the way. Ron King, Reggie Royals, Roland Garrett, Lawrence McCray, and Ron Harris, and Otto Petty off the bench, who was the lockdown guard. So, there you go. That crowd right there, unbelievable. By the way, they walked Ron King out as one of the ACC legends a few years ago.
Right.
Do you remember that? Were you there?
Mm-hmm.
When he came out in the gold suit?
Awesome.
Yeah. Just so you know.
But this year's team has a chance to be in that conversation.
Is the 72 team, in your mind, the best team they've ever had right now?
Okay. Yeah. And the team that won the ACC tournament in 11-12 was really good. I mean, that was, again, that is a balanced team. But I thought I thought that team that we're just talking about in 72 would be the standard one. But this year's team has a chance, a golden opportunity to put its place at the top of that list for Florida State's all-timers.
Don't re-rack this Michael Snare game winner, by the way, at Duke. Duke, that's not a good look for Duke. Here's Snare. By the way, he just torched the Blue Devils.
He was so good.
I mean, I don't know what it was about Michael Snare and Duke. And there's Dukies. Good heavens. Look, I mean, just pull up and go get it. Remember how Snare was a McDonald's All-American and it took a couple of years? Remember that?
And that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true whether we're talking about football or college hoops. I mean, there's sometimes you get all the hype of these guys, and maybe, you know, it's not an automatic.
Yeah.
It's never an automatic.
No, you're exactly right.
This year's team, though, Wes, their depth, their great defensive intensity. Again, I keep going back to their second half against Louisville. I thought that was the best 20 minutes I've seen a team play, any team, this year in college hoops.
Yeah.
And if they can give me that, let me tell you something, man. Kansas is really good. Baylor's really good. Dayton and San Diego State. I mean, we got a bunch of really good teams around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But when Florida State played like they did the other night against Louisville,
right?
Especially down 11 at home, and it was just like, man, no, we're not giving this up. That last 17, 18 minutes of play, they were sensational.
Yeah.
I mean, good on every end of the point. I mean, it just didn't matter. Everybody was making plays. And on the defensive end, can you turn a Louisville team who's really good? I mean, Louisville's a top 10 team that could get to Atlanta. And they made the Cardinals, I mean, hey, just trying to get a pass became an effort.
Right.
It was awesome to watch them defensively.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch these three teams.
And, you know, and you can't
and the four
count
teams because you can't count Virginia
that's
out now.
Exactly.
That's right.
Virginia got a chance to really make life uncomfortable tomorrow for everybody.
Yep. You're right. They beat Duke. Ooh.
Just saying. I mean, that's why we keep harping on the schedule. While it looks crystal clear that, oh, man, Florida State's in first, everybody's chasing them. Hey, if Florida State stumble at Clemson tomorrow, a Virginia win against Duke, and all of a sudden the top four becomes globish in a way. Like, oh, my goodness, we only got a week left of the regular season, and how's this thing going to play out? Especially when you consider Louisville, as you pointed out, still has to go to Virginia. Duke and NC State, by the way, Monday. It's going to be another one of those quick 48-hour deals.
How about Duke plays at Virginia and then turns around and gets the Wolfpack?
I'm just saying. And I know NC State embarrassed them in Raleigh, but anytime Tobacco Road gets together, as you just found out this week,
right?
When NC State, feeling good, went to North Carolina, L. Duke, feeling good, going to Wake, L. I mean, Tobacco Road, man, it gets personal when it matters late now. Just saying. Just us.
8 o'clock hour, Dave Kane's going to join us from Charlottesville. Also, Pack has noted this in hour one. There's some really critical games, and it's not just Duke, Virginia. It's not Clemson, Florida State either. We got some key glob games. You're excited about them too.
I love the glob.
Key glob games.
It's fluid, baby. Every day it changes. It changes every day in the glob.
But we're going to start the 8 o'clock hour with Notepad.
Oh, end of the month. Time for the Notepad.
Yeah. We get the leap day tomorrow, the 29th of February. Ooh, Chase Scanlon's on the Notepad?
I don't know.
Haley Gorecki's on the Notepad?
You have to wait and see.
Wow.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.